This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. Up. It's time get to get it out. Done. Get it done.
It's time to get on.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get uncomfortable.
Comfort killers worldwide from all over this universe, I appreciate you listening. You're listening to Get Uncomfortable with your host, Stacy Cross. I am. The time on my watch right now is 14. Is it? Yeah. It's 14:13. Okay. And the date today is Monday, beautiful Monday, October 26, 2015. There will never, ever, ever be another day like it. So shout out to that. And shout out to all the new likes that I've been receiving on Facebook. My Facebook page is facebook.com/thecomfortkiller. facebook.com/thecomfortkiller. I've been getting some likes lately and I know where they're coming from. I don't know, you know, but I love seeing that. So shout out to Jeremy, Dave, Ellie Serafin, and Chris Schaefer, my three new likes that I've received. Thank you for supporting this comfort killing movement, and I cannot wait for you to be a part of all the great things that I have in store for this brand, okay, for this business. Speaking of which, I want to take a few minutes to discuss my background progress on projects or products that I will be launching in the near future. First and foremost, my website is being created as we speak. The website will house articles, resources, ebooks, video vlogs, of course, this podcast, and much more. There will also be a community page linked from it where we'll be able to gather and share ideas that move the world at once. Bam! Okay? And also some mastermind groups, and you will also get the coaching guide that I want to start right now. Like, right now. I mean, like, right this instant. Listen to the last podcast, and you will understand how, or you will find out how to get a free 30-minute coaching call with yours truly, the Comfort Killer. I am also working on two other businesses. One is a cool t-shirt brand equipped with a website shop and consists of a parallel project that I introduced last year that was highly successful, and I want to reintroduce it this year again. Along with that, it's a candle and organic candles and smell good, some soap. Business that I'm going to use the business model that of a subscription box. So this is new to me. So that's going to be fun though. Of course, you know, I moved into a beautiful home in Philadelphia. So equipped with a detached garage. So that's my work area out there. I can't wait to just move my car out of there and get all my products in there and just start the business from scratch. That's how I love it. You know, as you know, I'm still working on my book, my biography, my autobiography, and a new 21-day shift series ebook. Now, if you remember the shift series, I started, before I deleted all the podcast, all the episode, I started a shift series where I talked about health, wealth, and happiness. Well, we got on the health part, and I was able to lose 10 pounds just based off of what I started doing with the health. Got to wealth, and I was like, I was like stuck because I didn't have a plan. So the 21-day shift series ebook will have that plan, and it's a workable, usable, strategic plan that you could implement at any point in your life. So that will be available for free when the website launches, of course. I also have two ebooks that are currently out now. Just in case you're wondering, what the hell have you written? I want to see your typing. I want to see your skills. You can look up online right now how to sell t-shirts online with no money. Okay, that's where I share strategies I use to get my t-shirt brand off the ground and give it some momentum. So you could type that in right now. I do have another ebook that's completed, but I have not released it. But if you're into producing killer content and mean from and meaningful projects for your business that will build loyalty, build real loyalty because you're honest and you're, you know, you want to give, then you could email me and I will send that right over to you. I did not release that one officially, but of course the t-shirt one I have in case anyone here is into that. Okay? So today I just wanted to first let's recap our previous episode where we spoke about thought and how thought shapes your world, how your inner experience produces your outer experiences, and of course then how everything without is a mirrored reflection of everything within. Do you remember that? If you don't, you better go listen, because in the last episode I shared 3 action tasks to help you better control your thoughts and help you become conscious of your thinking. Remember, thinking about thinking. How did it go? Did you stick to it? Well, if you did, that is great. And if you didn't, that's okay too. If you haven't already listened to the episode titled What You Think Creates the World You Think, then press pause on this one and go listen now. We will still be here when you return. The beauty about Get Uncomfortable is you can always find a place to pick up where you left off. I want to make your shift easy as can be, painless and judgment-free. So if you hadn't taken the time to follow the steps or the action plan, or you didn't do it continuously for a week, then that's okay. It's okay. The seeds were planted. That's the important thing. The seeds were planted. The knowing and noticing that you must persist is enough punishment anyway, right? Because I always feel like, oh my God, I haven't done enough. Your own beating up your own self for what you know you shouldn't have done is punishment anyway. I, or anyone else for that matter, shouldn't be beating you up for not completing what you didn't complete. That's, you know, you're already going through some punishment. So, you know, this is a no judgment zone, okay? We don't judge here. There's no right or wrong. There's just testing, measuring, doing, action, thought, thinking, try again, fail, succeed. That's all life is. There's no right or wrong. But that's for a different episode. So again, the knowing and noticing that you must persist is enough punishment anyway. So I'm not here to do any of that. All we do here is plant seeds. Today's topic is about just that. The small changes you will start to see after seeds are planted. The alternative mindset that opens up to you like a beautiful spring flower in bloom, aware and awake, full of life and supported. Let's start asking ourselves questions. Do you know your brain is equipped to answer any question you give it, even if you believe you do not know the answer? So, with that being said, and you understanding that tidbit, what are you asking yourself? So here's a great question to ask, or here's great questions to ask. How can I bring value into the world today? How can I bring value into the world today? How can I bring value into the world today? Here's another one. How can I share more compassion? Or how can I give more compassion? How can I be more compassionate? What can I do right now that will benefit my future? How can I help all that I come in contact with today? I love that one. How can I help all who I come in contact with today? So there's a theme to all these questions that I pose to you as I'm posing it to myself. The theme is giving. Gratitude. Gratitude, baby. Planting seeds of gratitude. You know the drill. Let's look it up. The definition of gratitude is the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. I'll read it again. The quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. Bam. So let's go into the origin, because I think knowing the origin, we get to this, the center of things, okay? Goodwill. 15th century. Goodwill. The will of the good. Goodwill. When you hear about goodwill now, what do you think about? Automatically, you know? Matter of fact, I got to go to the Goodwill to drop off some clothes. But goodwill, honestly, goodwill, the will. That's the important piece right there. Good and will. From Middle French gratitude, 15th century, or directly from medieval Latin, okay, thankfulness. To be thankful, to be full of thanks. Gratis, okay? Gratitude, gratis, gracious. Thankful, pleasing, grace. Okay, grace alone trumps everything, right? Let's look at some meanings of being ungrateful then, okay? Of course, not grateful or you're not thankful, that's easy. But how about this? Unrewarding or unpleasant. Unpleasant, thankless. So if you're not living in gratitude, then you're living in, because by default, right? It's either one or the other. By default, we're unrewarding. We get no rewards. There's nothing coming to us. Okay, we're unpleasant. You ever seen someone that it was just a hard conversation because the person's so unpleasant? Would you give that person, okay, would you naturally give that person anything the person asked for? So you're having a conversation with someone that's just so unpleasant. Oh, they're thankless. They're ungrateful, right? And the person says, hey, listen, could you just give me a ride down the street? I need to get from you. You're going to be hesitant because the person is just puts you in a different space. That person already planted the seeds that they get no favor in return. How about a person that's pleasant, that's thankful, you know? How about that type of person? Hey, could you give me a ride? Sure, where you gotta go? Where do you need me? I'll bring you all the way there. You're more inclined to help that person, to support that person, to want to be around that person. So like I said, if you're living the life of gratitude, then you should be expecting things. And without expecting things, you will get things because you're living in a graceful, supported world. You are giving. So let's look down a little bit further, because this one struck me when I read it. I had to read it twice, so I read it thrice. Okay, so it says, failing to increase. That is huge. So we always want a surplus. We always want more. We always want to be abundant. We always want an increase. But being ungrateful is a failure to increase. Knowing that, where would you lie? So again, here's some other words. Miserable. Unrecognized. Useless. Distasteful. Disagreeable. Not worth it. Vain. Wretched. You know? Let's look at synonyms for grateful. Concurring. Congenial. Consenting. Favorable. In accord, responsive, boom, responsive, boom, responsive, hell yeah, responsive, sympathetic, well-disposed, and of course, the bottom one here, love it, sign, seal, deliver, willing, okay? These are the synonyms you're living in. This is the type of life and universe you're setting up, because what's within, you see without. And you could go back to the previous episodes. what's within, favorable, grateful, in accord, responsive, well-disposed, concurring, congenial, consenting, approving. What's within, you see without. Now that you know what the word means, on which side of the fence would you rather live? On which side of the inner would you rather be? Because to produce your outer, you must have this already within. Okay, so how do we live a life of constant gratitude? How do we plant seeds today so that we may reap later? Because this is what it's about. You come to get uncomfortable. It's like, oh my God, where's the action step, Stace? You know, what am I supposed to do? I know the definition of being grateful, of having gratitude, of being favorable. What am I supposed to do? How do we build a wonderful life of cause and effect, action and reaction, and in our favor? It starts with a simple thought, then action. So first, you must think that you're grateful. You must look around you and be grateful. Be grateful. We are human beings. We gotta be these things. Not human tryings, human wantings. You know, we're human beings. We must become before we are. You understand? It's easy when we put it in these contexts, but I have an action plan for you to get you started, to jumpstart your progress. So it starts with the thought, then action, right? So we're thinking, thought. I am going to have the attitude of gratitude. You know who said that the best? Attitude of gratitude? Brian Tracy. Brian Tracy is a motivational speaker, an author. He wrote the book Eat That Frog. I love that book. And amongst other things, sales genius. Matter of fact, follow him on Twitter, Brian Tracy. But he said it the best. I'm going to play a short clip of the awesome mentor in life and business talking about developing gratitude. Then when we return, I am going to share an action step strictly for the comfort killers that I am personally implementing during the months of November and December. So we're going to play this clip, then we're going to come right back, and then I'm going to give you that awesome action step.
For you to become a truly excellent person, you must develop the habit of practicing an attitude of gratitude in every part of your life. The habit of feeling and expressing gratitude, of saying thank you to people, and thank you to life in general for all of the things in your life that you should be grateful for, has a wonderful effect on your personality. An attitude of gratitude makes you a warmer, friendlier, and more genial person. An attitude of gratitude causes you to be more sensitive and aware of people around you and your environment. An attitude of gratitude gives you a great sense of happiness and inner satisfaction. The more gratitude you have, the more gratitude you express, the better and more positive is your personality. The higher will be your self-esteem, and the more popular and liked you will be by all the people around you. Even in the midst of the greatest difficulties you will experience, you can find things for which you are truly grateful. In fact, if you take a piece of paper and begin to write down the parts of your life for which you should be grateful, you'll be amazed at how many items appear on your list. Think about your physical body. No matter what your condition, you can be grateful for all of your senses, for the miracles of sight and sound and touch and taste and smell and feeling. You can be thankful for the functioning of your body and for the health of your limbs. You could be grateful for the incredible gift of the life that you have lived up until now, and the great life that lies ahead of you. Just sitting alone in your room, thinking about your current blessings, can give you a page full of reasons to be truly grateful. Look around you at your personal life. When you begin making a list of every person in your life and the good qualities and actions of those people, you cannot help but be grateful. Think of every material item in your world, your home, your car, your clothes, and other possessions, and you will not know where to stop. Just thinking about the health and well-being of the people you care about, your spouse and your children and friends, and the qualities of their personalities will make up a list that goes on and on and on. Think of the wonderful experiences you've had in the past, the lessons you've learned, the books you've read, the movies you've seen, the songs you've heard, and the foods you've eaten. Think of the places that you have visited and the experiences that you have had in your travels and work. Look back over the years that have passed and look at the years ahead. Think about the opportunities you have lying ahead of you, and you'll be amazed at how many things you have in your life for which you can be truly grateful.
Wow, that was, I hope that it sunk in a little bit more. Thank you, Brian Tracy. I'm so happy that I was able to find that clip at the right time. You're always in the right time at the right place, or the right place at the right time, if you know what I mean. So we learned about how much gratitude you already have. So it's not like you have to go find gratitude or you have to be someone else that you're not. You're already grateful. And once you do the steps that Brian Tracy has said in that short clip, you will know where you stand. Now, what I'm going to introduce to you today is called GLP. This is a comfort killer exclusive action step to do that's going to take some time, and it's going to take you out of your comfort zone, which is why we're here. So we're going to start by taking out your journal, or as we discussed in episode 1 or 2, I forget, or a piece of paper, right? You don't need a fancy schmancy anything. And make a list of all the people you appreciate in your life. Friends, family, coworkers, business partners. Make a list. The longer, the better. And you'll see why. I currently have 21 people on my list. And come January, I'm going to put another 21 people on my list, and some of them being the same people and others new that I meet in my life. So start by taking out your journal or a piece of paper and make a list of all the people you appreciate in your life. Next, beside their name, write a G or L or a P. So that first person gets a G. Name number one gets a G. The second gets an L. The third person gets a P. The fourth person gets a G. The fifth person gets a G. Do you understand? Just GLP all the way down till you end your list. Here's the fun part, and it brings out creativity and pushes your comfort level. So we need to get to our uncomfortable states. Things that we don't normally do because we want to be normal and ordinary or average or boring, those are the things that we're going to knock out of the box today. Every person with a G beside their name, you need to go out and get them a gift. Every person with an L beside their name gets a written letter, old school, pen and paper, write midnight oil burning letter. Make it quality. And the third letter, P, stands for phone call. Okay? So everyone with a G beside their name gets a gift. Everyone with an L gets a letter, handwritten. And everyone with a P beside their name gets a phone call. Boom. GLP. This strategy is will be used by myself personally. I have my list. I created my list. Actually, I'm going to open my journal live in the podcast. I made my list. I hope you could hear that page turning. See here. I just had the list out. Soon. Okay. I made my list October 11th, 2015. And on top, the date of my journal entry was, it's time to give it back. So I just thought of the GLP method, and I figured, why not start with my list with GLP? Remember, your gift doesn't have to be expensive, but it should be meaningful. It could even be a mixed CD full of songs that remind you about the person. You know, a small gift, whatever the case. A book, some flowers, that'll always make someone day. Make it fun, make it happen. The phone call is scary, right? Because you're going down your list and you're writing GLP, GLP, GLP. And then your phone call is by someone that you haven't spoken to in years, or that you appreciate them, but you don't know what to say to them. Or maybe it's an ex-girlfriend that you still appreciate, or ex-boyfriend. Or maybe it's a co-worker you don't normally talk to, have nothing in common, but you just wrote them on your list because you didn't know where this was going to take you, right? So you just call them, okay? Hello, how are you? Just make the effort and call them. Hopefully it's your mom or your dad or your grandma or someone that you really are enthusiastically ready to call. But I'm sure, being that you're a comfort killer, that P landed behind somebody's name that you was like, ah, should I scratch it out? No one's looking at me. Should I put a L there instead? No one's looking. Listen, you only know what you need to do. You are a comfort killer. Live by that by all means necessary. And forget social media. Forget texting. It doesn't count. Okay, someone's voice and the interaction between a phone call just to say hello can be immeasurably powerful. Okay, so pick up the phone and call just to say hello. Ask them how their day was and maybe set something up. Have some coffee, dinner, whatever the case. This form of planting seeds is by far the best for your future when a small action turns into blossoming abundance. I mean that, blossoming abundance. So we will return. We'll give ourselves 2 months for that. It's not even November yet. 2 months is a few days. Okay, I have it all the way up to November and December. I wanted to tackle this list. And so I'll do my 21 folks, and you do yours as well. Like I said, the punishment that you will give yourself is by far worse than what anyone could tell you or do to you. We will return in 2016 to check out the progress of our new coin GLP. I want to hear how it went. I want to hear how it's going. While it's going, I want to hear about the progress. Email me at thecomfortkiller@gmail.com. I want to hear about it because this is a new thing that I started and I'm doing it, and I want to hear the feedback on it, because I'll throw it in an ebook too. I'll throw it in the 21 Day Shift Series ebook while I still have it open and going. So today we spoke about planting seeds. We listened to one of my favorite authors and motivational coach, Brian Tracy, discuss ways to develop your attitude for gratitude. We touched on planting seeds of gratitude because we know and understand that what you give out comes back to you in perfect proportion. Lastly, I introduced to you the GLP structure as a way to set your seeds in motion. Okay, gratitude is the biggest form of receiving, and once we understand this, we will be able to move on to a greater understanding on how to live an uncomfortable life, opposite of the normal, average, and ordinary. We take conscious action backed by powerful and positive thought to reap a successful, healthy, and prosperous life. We are the comfort killers. Thank you for listening to today's show. You can subscribe to this show on iTunes by searching Get Uncomfortable or my name, Stacy Cross, or on Stitcher. You could do the same. You can also find this podcast at a website, getuncomfortable.podomatic.com, which I will be changing servers soon. And once I do that, I'll let you know where we will be housed, you know, in a cloud somewhere. But right now, it's getuncomfortable.podomatic.com. You can also find me, Stacy Cross, Stacy A. Cross, the Comfort Killer, on Facebook at facebook.com/thecomfortkiller. On Twitter at twitter.com/thecomfortkiller. On Instagram at instagram.com/StacyACross. And join the Comfort Killer group on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/thecomfortkiller. The Comfort Killers. That's with an S. Listen, I appreciate you listening again. Time on my watch exactly at this moment is 14:44. Date, Monday, 10/26/2015. There will never, ever, ever be another one like it. I appreciate you listening. Go out there, be great, do different things, and make it happen. Peace.